we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Focus.
Don't pass out. There's still a good 10 miles to go.
Jimmy.
Please, Robert. You mustn't pass out.
Mama.
The controls. Robert, move out of the way, please.
Dark.
Oh, Robert, please. Berlin, by the Brandenburg Gate.
But the plane?
Over there, by the trees. Or what's left of the trees. I managed to park it.
Oh, you landed it.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Oh. How did you manage to stay in the air after we were hit?
I told you, it wasn't easy. Several times I felt sure we would crash.
Yeah.
As it is, the landing resulted in the floorboards being ripped away.
So, we made it.
Yeah. Now, are you badly hurt?
I think not.
Don't move. There will be men coming.
What are those men doing up there?
We're extinguishing the lanterns that guided us in.
It's incredible. You flying us in.
I'm a good pilot, Robert.
Yeah, you certainly are.
We have a stretcher coming, General.
This is Captain Schädel of the Bunker Guards. Uh-huh. Reichsleiter Bormann sent him to fetch us to the Schanzelring.
I'm sorry about your foot, sir.
Oh.
I'm sure the Führer will have his personal surgeon look at it as soon as we arrive.
Yes, we ran into bad luck. I didn't expect the guns to be that accurate. Particularly at night.
It's the most depressing night I've ever seen. Shattered falls everywhere. Burning embers sifting on the wind. Ash falling like gray snow. Stars blotted out by red clouds reflecting the fires of a besieged city.
Yeah, Berlin.
I never thought I'd see Berlin reduced to this.
Here are the men with the stretcher now.
They've been very quick.
Yes.
Who's this man? From the Führer's personal bodyguard.
Yes.
I do feel honored. Better. But the journey.
Yeah, I know. I saw you wince with pain when they lifted you on the stretcher.
Well, they may be splendid soldiers, but gentle nurses never.
Ah, you are recovering. You are beginning to complain. Mm. So it can't be as bad as I feel. It looks very ugly, though.
Yes, not an attractive sight. There's our young guide.
Going to report our presence in the bunker?
Ah. Well, then, I suppose we will just have to wait.
Yeah. Robert.
Yes?
Did you notice on our way in?
Yes?
No guard at the outer portals of the chancellery.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the building looked as forsaken and deserted as the streets we walked along.
True. It was strange.
You know, it's as though discipline has broken down completely.
Yeah. In earlier times, one had to go through 6 different checkpoints before reaching the inner sanctum.
But tonight, we went all the way down to this bunker without encountering a soul. Even when we entered here, there was only a solitary gun-bearing guard who passed us on without so much as a murmur.
There's someone coming.
Perhaps Captain Shadle. Hopefully he has a doctor with him.
No, they're hurrying. Something must be wrong.
General!
You're right, Slater.
What's happened? They were hit by Russian anti-aircraft guns. His foot needs attention. Yeah, immediately. Captain Shadle, fetch Dr. Stumpfegger, please.
Yes, sir.
We must have that foot attended to.
Oh, thank you, Herr Reichsleiter.
Anna Reich? You here? How?
She wished to see the Führer.
I was concerned about his safety, to see if there was anything I could do
here. I would not be here alive if it weren't for Hannah's assistance, Herr Reichsleiter.
But I don't understand.
She prevented the plane from crashing after we were hit. I passed out. She landed the craft on her own. You can imagine the danger.
Yeah. Perhaps it is just as well you are here. Now that you have this injured foot, General Ritter von Grimm, can you still fly?
What? Not unless you can put wings on a wheelchair.
Ah.
Reichsleiter, what is it? I meant my remark only as a joke. A weak attempt to show one's ability to smile through pain. You must excuse if it has upset you.
No.
I am sure the General is most touched by your concern for his welfare, Herr Reichsleiter.
I must remember we have you here.
Pardon?
Where did it happen?
What? Oh, the attack.
Yeah.
Coming over Schmargendorf, just past Grunewald.
The Russians are thick in there.
Could you have avoided them by coming in another way?
Aye.
Please, Herr General.
What is important... Robert?
Possibly. Possibly I could have avoided him. It's hard to say. Maybe if I'd come north from Grunewald to Spandau, there seemed to be less activity along the corridor. Why do you ask?
Just worrying.
Oh?
Now we must still fly you out of here in a day or two, after your foot has been tended. The Führer wants you to take over the Luftwaffe.
How does your foot feel, Robert?
Oh, comfortable. Dr. Stumpfegger is a good surgeon.
Well, he would have to be. He has to tend to the Führer.
Have you seen him?
No.
Curious. I would have thought...
My presence is not welcome here.
Nonsense. I'm sure the Führer would be only too delighted.
If he knew...
What?
That I was here. I am convinced that no one has informed him of my arrival.
I would have thought that the Reichsleiter would...
No. He seemed uncomfortable that I was present during your talk to him. Only your injury made him warm a little towards me.
What do you mean?
Well, once he knew you were incapacitated, and I wasn't, that I would be able to fly out of Berlin if I wished... He seemed only then to be more interested in my presence.
What is this urgency about someone being able to fly out of Berlin? I find the Reich Leiter's questions most odd.
This business of your taking over the Luftwaffe.
I thought it might be the Goering thing. And so, the rumors must be true.
Yes, but why summon you to Berlin to tell you? It could have been handled by a telegram. And you wouldn't have risked your life.
Nor yours. Yes, it is most peculiar.
Robert.
Yes?
The Führer. You don't think...
What is it, Anna?
No, nothing. It's improbable. Although it would make great sense.
Surely you're not suggesting that we... Well, that is, I was summoned to Berlin to fly the Führer.
Shh. We daren't be heard. After all, they are merely suspicions. Whatever they intend us to do, we must pretend to know nothing until they inform us. It's best that way.
Yes, but it's...
Robert, please.
General Ritter von Grein, Fräulein Reich.
Yes, Captain Schädel?
The Führer is on his way to see you.
Oh.
He was most anxious to hear of your injury.
The Führer? Coming to see us?
Yes, Fräulein Reich. This is the Führer approaching now.
Führer went to see them?
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
You were present?
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
What happened? What did they say?
Well, nothing of importance, Herr Reichsleiter. The general seemed shocked.
Shocked?
Yes, Reichsleiter, by the Führer's appearance.
So they should be. He has changed considerably, I fear. He's become pale, tired, thinner. And now he has developed a nervous tic beneath his left eye. Now, the General would have cause for alarm.
The Führer seemed quite upset about the General's injury. He stared at it rather sadly for some time.
It's most unfortunate.
General Ritter von Grein apologized for being unable to rise, but the Führer waved away his apologies. He seemed to cheer up a bit when he heard how Fräulein Reich had insisted on risking her life to see him.
She probably was anxious about the safety of the General.
Herr Reichsleiter?
Still... She's a brave woman. German womanhood at its best. And the Führer has always enjoyed female companionship. And they are always attracted to him.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
Doubtlessly, the Führer realized that in the event of everything else failing, there is Hanna Reich.
Herr Reichsleiter?
Well, she can fly, can't she? She's proved that already.
Yes, Reichsleiter. Most admirably.
So there's some hope after all.
You must pardon me, Herr Reichsleiter.
Yes, Captain Schädel?
The mention of the Führer's appearance, it caused me to think.
Oh?
If you consider how the Führer has altered in his looks, Herr Reichsleiter, and the question of him being identified.
Ah. Yeah, Captain Schädel. A good point. Rüsselsprung.
Yes, sir.
What was the result of your last visit?
He was in fine condition, although the doctor was worried that he wasn't getting... enough to eat.
But if the Führer isn't as fit as usual, then the man's lack of appetite could suit our purposes ideally.
The doctor did feel that the man was losing far too much weight.
So?
Well, Herr Reichsleiter, he made inquiries about the man's loss of appetite. He thought something could be troubling him.
What is he to complain about? He is receiving finer treatment than even the Führer himself. And he bears none of our responsibilities. The fatted calf.
Pardon, sir?
No. Just a phrase. Rather an amusing one. Most apt. Well, what was troubling him?
I think it was the constant bombardment. It isn't very strong. Sounds more like muted thunder. But even where he is, the walls do shake when the firing is particularly fierce.
A selfish concern for his own safety. I trust the doctor paid no attention.
He demanded to know the cause. But like myself, he gets that it was the constant shelling.
And so, how does he intend to remedy that?
He merely assured the man that he had nothing to worry about, that he was perfectly safe.
Hmm. Then everything was satisfactory.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter. But then the prisoner requested to see the son.
What?
It was something to do with his missing it, that in his previous cell he could always see the morning sunlight.
Does the man have no idea that we are fighting a battle which we are losing desperately?
Oh, the doctor appeared to be very understanding. He said it was a touch of claustrophobia. He prescribed a light sedative, which he remarked he would increase later on. He made it sound like quite a treat.
Oh?
In fact, the doctor threatened to withhold the sedative if the prisoner continued not to eat.
Hmm. We must try to get the diets more accurately copied. When the Führer chooses not to eat, then we must see that Rüsselsprung receives no meal.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
Did you mention anything to the doctor?
Oh, not at the time. I had not yet witnessed the reactions of the General and Fräulein Reich to the appearance of the Führer.
Please transmit your observations to the doctor. I will back it with my authority, just in case he objects to what he may feel to be criticism.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter. When the doctor gave the sedative to the prisoner, he made quite an interesting observation.
Oh, and what was that, Captain Jadle? Seems to have amused you.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter. It was simply that the doctor was pleased with the mark the injection caused in the crook of the prisoner's left arm.
His left arm? Of course, the sedative, huh?
The doctor said it would be a nice touch. I think he rather regretted he had not thought of it before.
The doctor is an exceptional man of science. As such, he is, therefore, an artist.
Ah, Anna Liebchen, you were unable to sleep?
How could I? Does the noise of the guns not disturb you?
It does, but I was fortunate. The painkillers Dr. Stumfager gave me made it possible for me to get some sleep. So, have you rested now?
Well, perhaps I should ask for something from him which will help me. Why is the constant hammering of the guns wearing me down? Not only does it make me feel irritable and nervous, but become so depressed by it all.
Yes, it is appalling.
It's being underground like this, like rats trapped in a sewer. How has the Führer managed to endure it? He's a stronger man than I thought.
But this strain has told on him, I'm afraid. I was most distressed to see how he looked.
Yes, it was what I had feared. He is losing hope. Mm.
It may be quieter further down. There, the shedding of the guns could be less penetrating. He may be more comfortable.
I wish they had provided us with accommodation there. Yeah, I know what you mean, Robert. I only pray he's better off lower down.
One has no knowledge of whether it is night or day. I have become considerably confused.
Oh, well, it must be the early hours of the morning of Friday, the 25th of April. Date already begins to fill me with dread.
Hmm?
I don't know why, but I constantly hear myself say, there is so little time left. So little time.
You mean before the Russians close in?
They have closed in. No, I was thinking more about Bormann's plan to have us fly the Führer out.
We agreed not to discuss that, Hannah. And anyway, I'm not sure we have such an idea.
Well, if he does, he's leaving it dangerously late. It will soon become impossible for any of us to fly out of the city.
What have you heard?
Nothing that will cheer you. If Reichsleiter Bormann was serious about your replacing Göring as head of the Luftwaffe, I'm afraid he's given you a command and rank that is meaningless.
Hmm?
It wouldn't surprise me if within the next few days not the next few hours, there will be no Luftwaffe for you to preside over.
You seem to be losing hope too, Hannah.
I did not have it in the first place. When we flew into Berlin and what we managed to see on our way here convinced me that this was the last battle and we would not win it.
You haven't told me what you heard. What are the reports? Have you had any news?
Oh, yes. My insomnia had its own rewards. The Russians have battered through the inner defenses. Nothing remains now but a cramped belt running across the center of the city.
Oh.
About 3 miles deep from top to bottom and only 10 to 12 miles wide. Konev and Zhukov have finally managed to close the gap to the west.
Then we are trapped. All of us.
Yes. Though there are still some soft spots in the ring. But otherwise, the city can be considered surrounded.
The situation is desperate.
General Weiding has been made the new military commandant of Berlin.
Weiding? What does he say?
Oh, I didn't speak to him. But I heard that he estimated the central city could hold out for about 3 days, no more.
What about supplies?
They are unable to receive any in appreciable amounts. We were lucky to have flown in. The guards say that most planes trying to land in Berlin are shot down out of the skies.
Then I think of what we have risked.
As I said, we were lucky. The Berlin garrison is shrinking daily in size. Partly due to casualties and partly due to desertions.
Oh, yeah. Our journey here was pointless. Pointless!
According to bunker rumors, Weitling had proposed a daring breakout maneuver for tomorrow night.
What? Does he hope it could succeed?
Well, it was to have involved 3 echelons. He seems to have gone so far as to swear, in conference, that he could get the Fuhrer safely through the Russian circle by marshalling all his forces and driving a wedge through the weaker links to the west.
Did the Fuhrer agree?
No. No, he rejected Weidling's proposal. He seems determined to hold out until Wenck's 12th Army arrive from the west.
But the chances of Wenck making it are doubtful.
And nobody here believes that he can make it. And if he doesn't, the Fuhrer has sworn to die defending the city.
A touching display of courage and loyalty to the German people. But I'm sure it has caused profound discomfort to many of the Fuhrer's associates. Bormann amongst them.
They have been trying for weeks to get the Fuhrer to leave Berlin.
Not so much for his safety, I suspect, as for fear of their own. If the Fuhrer insists on staying, they will also be forced to stay.
I've heard that Bormann has pleaded with one visitor after another to urge the Fuhrer to leave while there's still time.
There's a Russian circle closing. Barman's nerves must be deteriorating, too.
Well, the staff here say that he's been growing more tense, more irritable by the day. Perhaps he hopes we'll be able to persuade the Fuhrer to depart and be the means of his escape.
Who knows what the Reichsleiter is planning? It is bound to be something devious.
Captain Sheldon, before you leave, I have one more assignment in which to instruct you.
Yes, Sir Reichsleiter.
I want you to act as an escort for Gestapo Chief Müller and two of his officers. You are to see them safely through the streets on an itinerary of quick, secret visits to offices situated throughout the inner city. You seem surprised, Captain Sheldon.
I am, sir. My primary duty is to protect the person of the Führer. Surely this assignment will take me away from him at a time when every man is needed to protect his chancellery?
The assignment will be the means of protecting the Führer. I can assure you of that, Captain Schädel.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
Gestapo Chief Müller and his accomplices will be replacing certain files and documents pertaining to members of the party with faked ones.
Herr Reichsleiter?
That is all you need to know, Captain Schädel.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
For the time being. It may put your mind at rest to know that this is connected with the matter of Rüsselsprung. We cannot afford for there to be any chance of discovery.
No, Reichsleiter.
You still seem perturbed.
Reichsleiter, no.
But tell me, Captain Schädel, honestly, if you were offered the chance to flee, would you turn it down?
Reichsleiter, the suggestion...
Thank you, Captain Schadl. You have given me my answer. You would.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Botner.